Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. This week we have something a little different for you. Let Nancy explain.
Well, this is officially the final episode for the 2016 series, and as our year-end special, we will be talking about Pete's favorite iPhone apps. Why Pete's not mine? Well, as our longtime listeners know, Pete's totally blind and I'm fully sighted. There are hundreds of accessible apps for iPhones. Many of these apps even perform similar functions. But which ones would you want to choose, and which ones might be the most useful? This week, we'll talk about some of Pete's favorite apps, complete with some demonstrations, and the ones he uses most often. But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip is, if you use somebody's suggestion, thank them for it. So we would like to thank Ruth Finney for suggesting the topic for today's episode. Ruth also first suggested that we do a weekly radio show on WXXI Reach Out Radio, our local radio reading service of which she is the director.
That was a long time ago.
It sure was. Over the past 6 years, Eyes on Success has grown into a radio show aired on radio reading services across the U.S. and Canada and streamed on several international streaming services and also downloaded as a podcast worldwide. Ruth started out as our mentor, our coach, and our producer. As we described in the year-end show a few years ago, number 1352, we now create every episode at home, and if you want to know how, you can listen to that show. But Ruth remains our distributor and our friend. So for all of that, thank you to Ruth Finney.
Thank you.
Let's start by letting Pete tell us about the progression of his interactions with a cell phone, starting when he finally switched from a flip phone to a smartphone.
Well, I had a flip phone that we both shared, as you know, for many years, and we were quite happy with that. And we thought, you know, what else do you need? But one year we went on vacation, we thought, well, it'd be interesting to have a smartphone on vacation to be able to do GPS, to look up things on the fly, et cetera, and maybe not travel with our laptops. And after that vacation, we never looked back. And then all of a sudden, both of us needed smartphones. And these days, I feel kind of lost without it. I have it with me all the time.
And access is fantastic. Now, over the years, we've dedicated entire episodes of Eyes on Success to various iOS apps, including Digitize, NFB Newsline, Flexi, KNFB Reader, Blind Square, various games, etc. But today, Pete will discuss at a somewhat higher level and demonstrate some of the apps he uses most often.
And just to get one thing out of the way, we use Apple's iOS devices because of their accessibility, and I just didn't want to monkey around with technical support on another device. We have so many devices that we support of our own, neighbors and friends that we help with their devices. I just wanted something that worked and I could use reliably as a phone. But we have also done several shows comparing Android accessibility with Apple's iOS accessibility. And, you know, we have choices these days. So maybe iOS devices aren't for everybody. But anyway, we have iOS devices.
And in addition, we've done episodes about the latest accessibility features of each of Android and iPhone, not necessarily in comparison to each other. So we try to keep the show up to date on both.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
This week's focus topic is Pete's favorite iOS apps, most of which he keeps open and running all the time. And I mean all the time. If the phone's on, these apps are on. And they fall in various categories. The first category would be using an app to control the telephone.
So there's a couple of ways of finding your apps. You may have a lot of apps on your phone that span many pages and many folders. And, you know, how do you find those things? You can swipe around lots of times to find them, or you can use some of the methods that I normally use. One method I'll use is to just ask Siri to open an app for you. For example, open KNFB Reader.
KNFB Reader, File Explorer, button.
And there you go. KNFB Reader is open, and I really don't know where it was on my phone, but it's very easy to open that way. If you don't have a Wi-Fi connection, you may use another method that's pretty simple. If you're on the home screen, for example, you can use Spotlight Search. And the way you do that is to do a three-finger swipe down from the middle of the screen if you're using VoiceOver.
Spotlight, text field, is editing, search, insertion point at start.
And now right there, you'll see an edit field. And if you start typing in, it will find applications and documents, etc., with the first letters that you type in. So for example, if I'm looking for the KNFB reader this way, I'll type in
K, Kilo, 26 items found, top search N, Nova, 15 items found, top search result F, Foxtrot, 19 items found, top search result, KNFB reader.
And you can see that the top search result is the KNFB reader. So there's another way I can open that application.
The other thing that you probably noticed is that with each successive letter that he typed in, the number of items found got smaller and smaller. And so even if the KNFB reader, the one he was looking for, had not been the top item returned, it would have gotten easier and easier to find it with each successive letter that he typed in.
And let's swipe down this list just to see what else Spotlight Search found for us.
KNFB reader. Suggested websites, heading, show more, button, K&N performance air filters, air intakes and oil filters, factory direct K&N replacement air filters, air intakes, oil filters and cabin filters, K&N filters.
So it found some website that had K&F in it.
K&N UK store, performance air filters and air induction.
Another store.
K&N filters, K, Wikipedia, heading, K&N engineering, K&N engineering, incorporated as a manufacturer of performance.
It found some entries in Wikipedia that I might be interested in. So Spotlight Search can find all kinds of things for you with an easy way to find the applications if you don't know where they are on your phone. So those are two quick ways to open up applications on your phone if you don't want to be hunting around all the different pages and folders.
Okay, so now we know how to find various apps on the phone. Probably the thing Pete uses his phone for the most is email.
So email is generally very easy to open. On the bottom row of your phone are a number of applications that always stay at the bottom row no matter which page you're on. So for example, on the bottom row of my phone, I have
Dock, phone,
the phone application.
Double tap to open, actions available, mail, no unread emails.
The mail application.
Double tap, Safari. Double tap to open, actions.
The Safari application.
Music. Double tap to open, actions available.
And the music application. So let me go back to the mail application.
Mail, no unread emails. Mail, search field. Double tap to edit.
And there's an easy way to open up mail. Now, what you find is you're in a list view of one of your folders, and you can use this search field to find messages with certain words in it if you don't want to scroll through and look for things. Also in iOS 10, if you look at the bottom of the screen, there's a filter by button.
Filter messages button.
And you can filter messages if you tap on that by various things like filtering for unread items, filtering for flagged items, and just show those type of messages. So that can be very useful to sort of sort your mail and find just the items you're looking for.
Now, that filter button is yet another example where VoiceOver tells Pete what that button does, but I'm sighted, so I don't use VoiceOver. And when we upgraded the phones to iOS 10, I had this new icon in the corner and I had no idea what it did. So I had to tap on it to find out. And sure enough, it tells me what the items in my mail inbox are filtered by.
Something else that's interesting in mail that I'd like to show people that you can find in iOS 10 is the ability to put certain folders of specific types in the top of your mail list. So for example, if I go all the way backing out of mail to the top folder,
mailboxes, back button, mailbox, mailboxes, heading,
you find an edit button.
Edit button.
The top right of the page. Tap on that.
Done.
And now down the screen, you'll see a whole lot of folder names. For example,
unread, two messages, button.
You'll see an unread messages button.
Reorder unread. All inboxes, two unread messages, button.
You'll see one for all inboxes.
Reorder all, flagged, one message, button.
You'll see one for flagged. And if you tap any of these will be put at the top of your mail list. So for example, I always stay in the unread messages list. And that way, since I handle numerous mail accounts, all of the unread messages from all of my mail accounts will be in that unread folder. So it's an easy way for me to keep up with all the messages in all my folders that I haven't read. Now I can also go back to my inbox folder if I wanted to find all the messages that I have read. And as I said, in some of the folders, you can also use the filter item box to sort your mail in yet another way. So there are lots of options here.
Another way Pete interacts with his phone often, and by often, I mean nearly all the time, is reading stuff, whether it's books or news sources or other material, and it doesn't even need to be material on the telephone. He actually uses the telephone to read printed material as well.
So Nancy mentioned that I keep a number of my apps running in the background. This is another way to find them very simply without scrolling through many pages or folders. And for my reading apps, for example, I keep them running in the background so they're easy to get at. And the best way to get that is through the app switcher by double tapping the home button.
App switcher, mail, active. Swipe up with three fingers to close the app.
And now you can see I have mail running in my app switcher.
KNFB reader, active.
I have the KNFB reader running in my app switcher.
Downcast, active.
I'll talk about Downcast later. That's a podcast app.
NFB Newsline, active.
NFB Newsline.
Read to go.
Read to go. And usually I keep the Bard mobile application running in there also. So those are the ones I want to talk about. One of my favorite applications, and the one I use most often, is the NFB Newsline. Now, we talked about that in a previous show, but basically, there's a free application from the National Federation of the Blind that lets you subscribe to and read numerous local periodicals, like your local newspapers, national magazines, and much more. So, for example, every day I refresh my subscription list in the NFB Newsline app, and I can read through the New York Times, just the articles that I want to read. Or I subscribe to Wired magazine, so I can read the articles in there, and also my local paper, which is the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle. So that's one of the apps I use most often, and every day when I wake up, I refresh that to get my magazines and periodicals updated for that day. And as I mentioned, the other apps I use are the Bard mobile app. So that's a free app from the National Library Service. If you're a subscriber or a patron of the National Library Service, you can download any of their audiobooks and read them with that app. You can search for books and periodicals that they offer through that app. And this acts as a very nice reader for NLS material. We also mentioned the Read to Go app. That's one from Bookshare. Again, you can search Bookshare for books and periodicals that they offer, and you can download them onto the app and read them. And both the Read to Go app and the Bard mobile app have very good navigation through DAISY material for navigating by phrase or by page or by chapter, etc. You can change the reading speed on those apps, so they're very useful. If I don't have my Bookport with me, I'll often use these apps and just have a single device, you know, my phone, no extra devices to carry around, and it's very handy. And then finally, the KNFB Reader app, that's a little bit different. That one uses the camera to take a picture of any reading material and then perform OCR on that reading material to change it into readable text. And that can be very useful if you have some mail coming in, for example, and you open up a letter and it's all in print and you just snap a picture and it will read it back to you. If you see a notice on a bulletin board, you can just turn around, snap a picture. You don't even have to have it, you know, perfectly aligned. It'll do a very good job reading that, and save the recognized text if you like. And one other application that I've used it for is, you know, sometimes when you're updating your Windows operating system or your computer is crashed, there's something displaying on the screen, but your screen reader isn't working and you can't see what's on the screen. So I'll sometimes take the KNFB Reader app, snap a picture of the screen, and it will read back to me what the error message is and if the machine is waiting for some other button or key to be pressed. So that can be very handy.
When going through the app switcher, one of the items that's currently open that you heard listed on Pete's phone is not used for actually reading written information, but it is used for another way of obtaining information, and that's his podcast application, Downcast.
Now, this Downcast app has a funny story behind it. I was always happy with the podcast app that came installed with the iPhone, or you can get for free from the App Store. It's an Apple application. And I thought that was great. I would subscribe to podcasts and listen to a number of them that way. And there was a friend of mine who recommended that I use the Downcast app. And I thought, well, you know, $2 or $3, whatever it cost, isn't much. But why do I need yet another app? And why should I spend even $2 or $3 to replace something that was already working? And this is an example of there being many options in the App Store, and how do you choose which one? Well, you know, he hounded me for about 6 months or a year and kept recommending this app. And finally, I fished in and I love it. This is really a very good and accessible app for managing all of your podcast material. Right now, I'm subscribing to 30 or 40 podcasts, and it isn't confusing at all. They have a really nice interface. It's very easy to use the search field to search for podcasts. And boy, you'll find podcasts on almost any topic that you want. But anyway, once you find a podcast and subscribe to it, there are many settings and options for the podcast to decide how you want to listen to it, how often you want to download it, whether you want to save old episodes, whether old episodes should be deleted or saved, so you don't have to deal with all that stuff, if you want to download it automatically, etc. One other very nice feature, especially if you have a lot of podcasts, is down at the bottom of the screen, if you tap the button to show or hide podcasts that are empty, that can really make the list a lot smaller. So there are many podcasts where either I've listened to all the episodes or I just listen to occasional episodes and they don't have any current podcast in them. And I don't need to see all that to clutter up my screen. So I just hit that button to hide all the podcasts with no downloaded podcasts in them. And that makes the interface a lot more simple. And again, in this application, you can change the reading speed. So if you want to listen to a podcast a little more quickly, that makes it easy. You can skip back and forth by, you know, 15 seconds, 30 seconds, a minute or two, or just use the select bar to go to any position in the podcast that you want. Very handy app. So I would recommend that to people. And maybe if you're not as stubborn as I was, you can enjoy that app also.
Once you've got the podcasts on your phone, sometimes it's nice to listen directly on the phone with or without earbuds, but sometimes it's nice to listen on a higher quality audio system that isn't necessarily attached to your body. So how do you get the audio from your phone to our Bose Wave system?
Well, as you mentioned, there's a number of ways I listen to podcasts, and sometimes I'll just sit in a chair and listen with earbuds with my phone on my lap. But sometimes in our house, for example, we have a nice Bose Wave radio system, and I can connect this to my iPhone through the control center. So from the top of the screen, if you do a three-finger swipe up, you'll get the control center, and this gives you the option to use AirPlay to connect your iPhone to any of a number of devices that support AirPlay. This can be your Apple TV, or it can be some other Apple device, or it can also be something like our Bose Wave sound system. And so I will select for the output of my audio to go to that device, and then when I'm listening to my podcast or music, I can listen through a very high quality Bose system.
And I can hear it too. And of course, one of the reasons that Pete likes listening to podcasts without physically being connected to the telephone is when he exercises. Now, his heavy-duty exercising he does in the basement on our treadmill or our exercise bike, but he always starts out using hand weights up in the bedroom, and that's one of the main times when he casts the audio from the phone with his podcast to the Bose system.
And while I'm exercising, by the way, we don't have a Bose system down in the basement, so that's when I use a nice little Bluetooth speaker that's portable that I keep near my treadmill, and I can use my iPhone to listen to podcasts through that. Another great use of podcasts, by the way, is when we're traveling in the car. So there are many places we travel in the car when we're out of town. There aren't such great radio stations, but, you know, we can download all of our favorite podcasts and listen to any specific episode that we want to.
So that's a quick review of Pete's favorite apps. And you will notice that he didn't include the telephone app because, frankly, most of what we use our smartphones for has nothing to do with the fact that fundamentally they're telephones. But the telephone app works just fine with VoiceOver as well.
So I just went through a lot of the apps that I keep running in the background because I use them so frequently, I don't want to keep opening and closing them all the time. But if there's an app I use just occasionally, I try to keep it closed and not running in the background so it doesn't use up memory and resources.
Earlier, we talked about using Siri to help open apps using only speech input, even if you have no idea where the app is on any of your many screens. But Siri turns out to have many, many other uses. In fact, Siri is officially billed as a personal assistant. Pete takes advantage of Siri's capabilities even more than I do because he's blind.
One thing I'll often do when I'm traveling outside the house and I want to be reminded to do something when I get home, I'll just tell Siri, remind me to do so-and-so when I get home. And as soon as we pull in the driveway, my phone perks up and says, hey, Pete, you have to do so-and-so. So that can be helpful. Then I also use Siri for other functional things. For example, when we get gas at the gas station and Nancy says we traveled so many miles and used so many gallons, I'll ask Siri, what is 364 miles divided by 8.2 gallons?
Let me think about that. The answer is about 44.4 miles per gallon.
We have a hybrid car.
Anything else?
I'll also use Siri for looking up stock quotes. For example, stock quote for Xerox.
Xerox is down 6 cents today, or 0.68%, to $9.44.
Or telling me the weather. What is the temperature?
It's 57 degrees right now.
And at night, I'll ask Siri, tell me a bedtime story.
In the great green dimension, there was an iPhone and a red balloon and a picture of his old tax and cow jumping over the third moon.
Can you tell me a joke?
What did one iPhone say to the other iPhone? I used to know this one.
Well, even Siri doesn't know everything.
Now for this week's final item, some resources that will help you use various iOS apps with little or no vision. So what resources do you recommend, Pete?
Well, my favorite resource is the Apple Viz website. That's www.applevis.com. And on there, they have various forums to talk about iOS devices, to talk about Mac devices, new applications, how people are using them, problems they run into, etc. So I would definitely sign up for that and look over some of those forums. They have a newsletter. They'll send out recommendations of new apps, tell you how accessible they are. You can share experiences with other users, etc. So that's my favorite, but there are a number of other sites that could be helpful.
So although Pete's go-to site is AppleViz, especially because of the user forums where he's been able to give and get help from a large community of visually impaired users of Apple devices, there are some other sites that are worth knowing about. And one is www.tripleclickhome.com, which also provides all sorts of advice and assistance to people using VoiceOver. And of course, Triple Click Home is how you toggle VoiceOver or any of the other accessibility features on the iOS devices on and off. And then Apple itself has an accessibility page, and that's at www.apple.com/accessibility.
And as we've often said in this show, let Google be your friend. I often find answers to my questions by just doing a search for Google and putting the phrase iOS or iPhone into the search along with my question. And as usual, we have lots of information in the show notes associated with this episode. If you go to www.eyesonsuccess.net and look for the show notes for this episode. In there this week, we'll have links to the show we did where we discuss how we put the show together and what makes it work. We'll also have links to the various episodes we did talking about Android and iOS devices so you can make some comparisons. And we'll also have a list of episodes where we talk about some specific accessible apps for the iPhone and what they can do and how they can be used. So check out those show notes.
That's it for show number 1652, and also for our sixth full year of airing Eyes on Success.
And we also want to thank the many individuals and organizations who have supported Eyes on Success over the years. You'll find support options on our webpage, and for those interested in supporting us by running a promotional item on our show, you can contact us by sending an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or calling us at 585-210-8094. Thanks a lot.
And in addition to tangible support, we'd like to thank all of our listeners who have sent us wonderful feedback, suggestions, compliments, all sorts of comments. And knowing that we're reaching so many people and affecting so many lives has been very gratifying. So thank you for that kind of support as well. Next week on Eyes on Success, we will officially kick off the 2017 season, and we will be talking about guide dogs. We recently toured the Guide Dog Foundation while we were on Long Island visiting relatives. While there, we spoke with handlers, trainers, administrators, and even met several dogs. Next week will be the first of a few episodes about their work and guide dogs in general. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-210-8094.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. Browse the full archive of programs, find instructions for subscribing to the podcasts, and much more at www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also find us on iTunes, follow us on Facebook and on audioboom.com, at Eyes on Success, or Twitter at @_EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success and have a nice day.